Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right. The writing's on the wall here, and it's not completely confirmed, but I think I've got enough circumstantial evidence to share what I consider an embarrassing family secret, okay? And this is not the family meeting that we're having later on in the show that we've been telling you guys about. We got one more of those to do today, and that's not going to be fun. This one here, again, is circumstantial, and I hope I'm not calling this family member out, and it's not accurate, but I've got enough experience now to know that it's occurring in my house. And it could very, it's my fault, actually. It's my fault. I've just noticed that when I go into my 16-year-old's shower, that the washcloth I provide him with is dry. Right? Then we were at Ole Miss this weekend and we didn't share a bathroom. He had his own, but I had to use his shower because the one that I had didn't have any hot water. And I'm like, I'm not doing this here. So I used his shower and he had taken a shower. No washcloth anywhere.
No washcloth to be found.
Uh-oh.
So here we've been talking now for months and months and months and how I have strongly said when I found out that this was a problem with white people, that we got to do better. Somehow, some way, I have missed this assignment maybe in my house with my kid, and he's part of the problem.
So I tagged Mo. I had my girls' weekend this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
Got a condo on the beach from VRBO.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there by myself for like the first night. Wake up in the morning, go to take a shower. I'm looking.
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
There is not a washcloth to be found. So I sent a video to Mo in my Insta story and I go, Mo, there's no washcloth in this condo. I think you and I both know what that means.
Yeah. Ruined my day. Ruined my day.
It means it's a condo that's owned by white people.
It is.
Uh-huh.
And mostly white people are there using that condo.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous.
I've always brought my own washcloths when I travel, but I've never noticed how many times now that I bring the washcloth not to replace the washcloth that there, but just to have one because there are never any washcloths anymore. And I don't know if that's become more of a thing lately. Maybe people are saving like money by not buying washcloths. I don't know, but it seems to be even worse nowadays than it used to be.
See, that's the first time I've ever encountered that. In all my travels, there's always been a washcloth. Until this past weekend.
Now, I've been so hardcore about it in the past that if there's no washcloth there, I will actually use the hand towel, you know, the one you're not supposed to use, by the sink, and I'll bring that thing and try to use that as a washcloth, but it weighs 48 pounds.
It's so heavy.
With water on it, right?
You might as well get your dumbbells and your curls out the way in the shower.
So somebody called me out because I had my hair wrapped in a towel. They're like, well, you obviously took a shower. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to take a shower. But they had those black cosmetic washcloths that they want women to use when they're removing their makeup so you don't get the white washcloth dirty, even though there was no white washcloth. So they had two of those black cosmetic washcloths. So I just used that to wash my butt.
Yeah, as you should have.
Yeah, survive in advance.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
I didn't even know this was a problem with white people until you guys brought it up from that TV show.
From Atlanta. Yeah, I was watching. I brought this to the table, God, years ago, because I was watching an episode of Atlanta, and it was two white lesbians that had adopted a young black child, and he was asking where the washcloth is. And he's like, what are you talking like? And they had no washcloth. And then it came up again when the black social worker came and asked for a washcloth to put on a sick kid's head, and they didn't have one. And I'm like, what am I missing here? Because we always had washcloths.
Look, my parents weren't good parents. They were not good parents. But they did teach me how to use a washcloth.
Okay.
And in this area, I am a worse parent than my parents. And that's not possible.
I was glad to finally see the two worlds come together because it has been said within the black community for years that white people don't use washcloths. And the first time I ever got to ask someone was actually our former producer, Blake. And I asked him if the rumors were true that white people not only don't use washcloths, but don't wash your legs. And they were both true for him.
Uh-huh.
So then that became the lead narrative in the white community that y'all don't do either one.
All right. So based on his announcement yesterday, if you're white and you don't use a washcloth, you're going to be gay.
You're so stupid.
If you're not using a washcloth and you're not washing your legs, you're going to end up gay.
We got to the bottom of it.
All right. So how are you going to remedy this situation?
He and I are going to have a serious... I mean, sit down. I'll record it for you.
On a very special Burt Show.
Yeah, this one is a deal breaker. Okay.
He's going to have to come
not
out
in this
to
house.
You.
What's that?
He's going to have to come out to
right?
you.
You got to tell me one of two things. You're going to have to use a washcloth to tell me you're gay, bro.
Which one is it?
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.